In here.
Wow, is this your secret headquarters? Oh, I love what you've done with the place. I mean, it looks just like a regular old meeting room in a basement.
That's because it is a meeting room in a basement.
Oh, that explains.
Just wait here.
Okay, bye. I know your plan. You leave me in here to sit alone and think, so I'll become afraid. It's a pretty good plan. I hope there aren't any spiders.
Mr. Bassett!
Mr. Corelli!
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Please, sit down.
Oh, yeah, okay, after you.
I want to talk to you about Joseph.
About Joseph?
You need to understand something about him. He's a nice kid, at heart, a good kid.
Uh-huh.
But he's got a vivid imagination. For instance, he's got it in his head that there's something bad going on at Seawright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, there isn't. Everything we do is for the good of the community, for his own good.
And does that good include shipping people in for a very suspicious-looking midnight shift?
Yes, we have a midnight shift. And our workers are local people, right from this neighborhood.
Well, then how come you guys are so sneaky about it?
Because these people want to work, need to work. And our labor laws are keeping them from doing it. Is it fair that people who want to work aren't allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think our laws should be illegal. But what are you going to do?
Well, petitions can help.
Oh, yes, we have people working on that, but that takes time.
So, Mr. Corelli, you're saying those people work because they want to and
that's right.
Not because you're forcing them to?
Correct.
They weren't brought in from other countries and then had their passports taken away?
Their passports?
Mm-hmm.
Did Joseph tell you that? What an imagination.
Yeah. Vivid, I'd say, if I used words like vivid, which I tend not to.
You don't know the half of it, which is why it's best for you to back off.
Huh?
Oh, otherwise, we'll have to shut down that midnight shift, and all those people won't be able to feed their kids. That's over 100 families, Wooten. Do you really want to be responsible for wrecking their livelihoods? Leave them in peace.
Okay, but what if I don't? Will I wind up like Freddy C? Are you going to make me disappear?
Freddy C? There is no Freddy C, Mr. Bassett. Look, you've got to be wary of what you believe from Joseph. He hasn't been right since, he lost his family in a car accident.
Oh.
It's been hard on him. That's why he makes up stories. Like this Freddy C. character. Do you know who Freddy C. really is?
No. Who?
He's Joseph. Yeah, Freddy is Joseph's middle name. He's Joseph Frederick. In fact, he's Joseph Frederick Corelli.
Corelli?
That's right. The boy is my nephew. Right now, I'm the only family he's got. Now, that's why I'm asking you to listen to reason. For his sake, and for the sake of this neighborhood. Will you do that?
Can I go now, please?
Of course. But think about it, Mr. Bassett. Think about all those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Good. Ah, Joseph. Hello there.
You're calling me Joseph again? I thought I was Little Punk earlier.
That was to get you out of here so you wouldn't talk to that Wooten fellow.
Seawright's got him now. That's why I need to use your computer. I need to send out a message.
What? Not a chance. You're causing too much trouble.
Oh, come on, Mr. Montoya. Just one more time on the computer.
No. I'm serious about this, Joseph. And I'm sorry, too.
For what?
For handing you over to Mr. Henderson.
What?
Gotcha.
What? Hey!
Come on, cut it out, kid. Your uncle just wants to talk to you.